Well, you are going to have a longer drive soon if you want to watch the Redskins practice over the summer. The team is moving training camp after this upcoming season. They're going to Richmond.
Joining us to talk about it, WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. Hiya, George.
Hello.
So a lot of folks are a little nervous about this. Should they be?
Well, I think that, it's a thing that Mike Shanahan has always wanted to do, go away for training camp. And he's big on the camaraderie. It's a thing to get the team away from everything else. And keep in mind, Mike Shanahan's an old school kind of guy, too. Joe Gibbs and George Allen, they all were at Carlisle. And for 40 years, the Redskins at Carlisle and Frostburg. And it's just a thing that you figure those 2-3 weeks, you have your team secluded, you're away from everything. Whereas here, it is distraction. You're at your team facility for the facility that you're training at year round. It's everything seems normal. Yes, you stay in a hotel, but your family's still around and so on and so forth. So I think that if fans are the old school way, you want to go away for training camp, they're going to like it. But as far as a convenience thing, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Now, training camp is also a strategic marketing thing mm-hmm. with any NFL team. Do you have any insight on why they picked Richmond, not to go back to Carlisle, not to do Frostburg again? Why Richmond?
Well, I think that from what we heard from the governor today claiming that Virginia is Redskins town. So I think that maybe they want to keep the facility in Ashburn. There'd been talk about moving the training facility mm-hmm. to D.C. or even Maryland where FedEx Field is, but they're going to upgrade that and they're going to keep it in Richmond. There are Redskin fans, further south. It's not all Charlotte, Panther fans right down there. So I think that they're just making a concerted effort to expand a little bit. They're going to be able to get away, not go too far. A couple hours from D.C., maybe give or take. So I think that that's one of the main reasons they want to kind of build up Virginia, and all the money they're going to put into the training facility, they're not going anywhere for quite some time.
Shoot, years ago I lived in Norfolk in Virginia Beach, and they were big Redskin fans.
Yeah, so that won't be too far. Fans down there that don't have to come all the way up here, you can, make a short trip, a day trip out of it, and go watch the team practice.
Now, what about a site? Have they said anything about sites? It seems like they've made this announcement before they decided where they're going to put it, right?
Oh, there's a minor little detail,
yeah,
right? You need a place to put it. Well,
yeah.
And I think that's the big thing. That's why maybe they're doing it next year. With the lockout last year, they couldn't really do it, and then they couldn't get anything done this year. So they have said that everything is being considered. Nothing has mm-hmm. been ruled out as far as a site. Now, the NFL teams, you need practice fields, which Redskins Park has, 3 to 4 practice fields.
Right.
You need the weight room. You need the facilities.
Right.
This isn't, you're getting ready for an NFL season. So you have to make sure wherever they pick has the correct and the necessity as far as facilities are concerned. You don't want to be, in the old days, I guess they would pack up the weight room and put them on trucks and move it, right?
Yeah,
But now they have to make sure that that's the big risk. So, but I guess that they have scattered a few things. They wouldn't have just come out and said, let's just pick Richmond. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll find some place to train after that.
I can't help but wonder if King's Dominion isn't on the list. I know it's not technically in Richmond, but it's only 20 miles away.
He's starting something right here. King's Dominion, it's not that far. It's got plenty of land. Maybe they're listening.
Quickly before we go, is there a downside, George?
There could be a downside as far as not. I think the main downside is really if that they don't have the facilities available, and that you don't have what you have here at home to get ready for the season. I really think that could be it, because there are distractions to being home. There's a distraction away, but when you're away, you're just secluded. You're with the 90 guys that are in training camp getting ready for the season.
All right, WTOP's George Wallace.